Partisan politics in the district level election is not the panacea to ensuring high voter turnout during the election. The acting head of local government service, Dr. Callistus Mahama, made the point on GBC's current affairs program Talking Point in the aftermath of the district level election. He said inadequate resources to mobilize grassroots participation has been a major contributory factor to the low participation over the years.
Allowing party politics in local level elections to look into the issue that do people feel important, or is the district assembly relevant to people's daily lives? If it's relevant, people have to see how do I get people who will take decisions that affect the right. In other words, the issues are fixed. Then the third one, when I was listening to some of the comments, people complained that they didn't know the assemblymen, so they didn't know who to go with.
Yes.
The third one is resource constraint. So you can't go everywhere. You can't go on the national television. You can't mount adverts and papers. But the law says that everything about different levies collection is state funded, which means that the electoral commission has provided the platform and all this. So the assembly members cannot bring themselves to bear because they are resources. So it comes back to the earlier point. One, have we noticed or do we appreciate the importance of this assembly? If yes, okay, then we become interested in who goes to the assembly. And then the assembly members, if they also have the resource and they know that citizens are now very much interested in who becomes the assembly, they also reach out to a greater number. So there are many factors that we have to put in context. But that proposal that the law party policies
doesn't get the interest.
It doesn't have to.
And what if the election is held on the same day as the national election itself?
Yes, that's one. We are likely to have a certain increment. And again, me, I believe in statistics. If you look at the issues at stake, national versus local, there are many stakes at the national level. And therefore, people believe that if they don't go and vote, their preferred candidate is likely not to be the president or the MP, because their votes matter so much at the national level, but not the same at the local level.
Which is a misconception then?
Well, technically, it's not. It's not.
Because if planning is at that level, the district level, and people don't really put that premium to it, but rather to that of the MP.
No, the point I'm trying to say is that, yeah. You see, the person asks himself, you know, we are all rational human beings. What is the cost of going to vote as against the benefit? I have to do that analysis. If the benefit outweighs the cost, then I'll get out from my office and drive through the traffic and go and vote. But at the moment, when we Ghanaians, majority Ghanaians, we do the analysis, the cost outweighs the benefit, and that's why we stay out.
An election pollster and managing editor of the Dispatch newspaper, Ben Efson, described as disaster the calls by a section of the public that a district-level election be organized alongside the national election. In his view, the number of rejected ballots will be too high, thereby defeating the very essence of the election.
I think that having district-level elections or elections, they will be total disaster. Even electing a presidential candidate, a political candidate, look at the high number of rejected ballots we have. And they are going to elect for unit, so you go and vote presidential, then you go to MP, then you go to assembly. If there are two or three, elect one. They go to unit committee. If there are less than four, you are likely to don't vote. If there are seven people, they are going to vote five. We need 2 days to vote. It's going to be mayhem. I think that for some of us who were monitoring with our eye on 2016, I was very happy because the BBDs, that is the biometric machines, the EC has improved the memory capacity. So if we see that there were less reports of malfunctioning, you could see that they were quicker, and because there was less pressure, it worked. A lot of people also realize that once you have another form of ID, you have your voter ID. Once you went, you captured and you voted. There were only a few instances of persons not knowing what to do. But in terms of, and I'm sure that I've heard that the EC for next year's elections are going to increase the number of polling stations. So there will be less pressure on it. So on that aspect, I think that this level has played a very good role preparing towards 2016.
So would it be fair to say that ahead of 2016 projecting, based on what happened on the 1st of September, we might not experience any challenges with the biometric machines?
No, I don't.
Knowing very well that the general elections come with low pressure and all that.
Yeah, I think that if the EC is able to reduce from the polling station maximum of 1,000 to, let's say, 500, 700, the improved memory will make it under, will make it withstand the pressure. And then there will be more training, because from 2012, we see that people panicked, there was pressure, but the district level, in some areas, they were in the rural area, there were long queues. And I'm hoping that in the run-up to 2016, there will be more stimulation concerning the BVDs and so on. But once that is done well, then you take the technical difficulties out of the elections.